Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's Twitter's birthday meets Follow Friday. Your recommendations for who to follow on Twitter. Call 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or of course tweet at Brian Lehrer. And not only is this Twitter's birthday week, it just so happens that this is the week in which we obtained our 20,000th Twitter follower. So at Rachel Chang, thanks for following us, and thanks to all the 19,999 who came before Rachel. We've got a great community around our Twitter account. It's become a huge part of our reporting and storytelling and interactive operation. So join that community and talk to each other. But even the most savvy Twitter user can always freshen up your follow list. So let's get your recommendations now. Who besides us do you like to follow on Twitter and see what they're doing besides us and besides your personal friends? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we have a couple of friends of the show as well as Twitter followers calling up already to check in, people you may know. And so I want to put Alexis Madrigal on the air, at Alexis Madrigal, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Alexis. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Brian.
So who do you follow?
All right. So I tried to give, thinking about this, I tried to go with someone who I feel like defines the form in some way. It's at P-Bump. And I think if you're looking for news in that sort of digestible 140-character, this is the future of the information ecosystem a person, P-Bump is great to follow. I think if you like experiments, like some people are doing interesting things on Twitter, one of them is called Pentametron. And what it is, it's someone who goes out there and looks for iambic pentameter lines that made famous by Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And they have a machine that culls these from Twitter, and then they curate particular lines, usually little couplets. And so it's this sort of weird found poetry that I find actually exposes me to a whole other set of Twitter users, mostly like kids and other people saying funny stuff.
And generally things that will fit in 140 characters.
Yes, exactly. And so you'll see these just like little couplets. They're a particular, I almost think of it as like in the Burroughs tradition of the cut-up, where someone's sort of using these like random tools to create a kind of weird poetry that tends to work.
That's really fun. Now, you have, we noticed, 121,631 followers as of a few minutes ago on Twitter. And, you know, I think you're really good at holding lengthy, in-depth conversations with people over the course of a lot of tweets. But do you ever get fed up and say, let me just write a long blog post?
I do. And I think the boundaries between my Twitter account and my blog at The Atlantic are pretty porous. I mean, things move back and forth maybe too often. I think I spend a lot of time with thinking about which things should be blog posts and which things should be more, you know, these sort of fast conversations. And I think one of the rules that I've developed for myself is just that sometimes when I don't have answers, when I just have, you know, total questions, that's when I feel like Twitter is one of the best places to go, because you end up, you know, kind of putting the stake in the ground saying, like, you know, I'm interested in people who know about cats in medieval times. And suddenly there's like five people in the world who know about that who go, hey, I know about cats in medieval world.
And you got it. You have an instant community and interesting stuff to read. All right. Alexis Madrigal at Alexis Madrigal, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thank you very much for chiming in.
Thank you, Brian.
Let's go to another friend of the show calling up. It's Baratunde Thurston at Baratunde, founder of Cultivated Wit and author of How to Be Black, among other things. Hey, Baratunde, how you doing?
Hello, Brian. I got to say, I'm tempted to create an account right now called Medieval Cat Lover just to make Alexis's life a little bit easier.
Do it. Do it. You and Alexis can start a great, obscure, probably meaningless thread going. So Twitter,
yeah, we'll get a book deal and a TV show at the same time. It'd be great.
So give a shout out to some of the people you like to follow.
Yeah, so I wanted to keep this a little local, and I don't know if you've already gotten this recommendation, but I love El Bloomvito, B-L-O-O-M-V-I-T-O.
Oh, yeah, it's like a parody. Bloomberg satire site, yeah.
Yeah, it's with just terrible Spanish, just the worst. And it was it was really great during Sandy, one of the bright spots during Sandy, I'd say, but it has continued and does some really good stuff. There's also a real person that I love to follow. I think it epitomizes a lot of New York City and the tech community, and that's Anil Dash, A-N-I-L, Dash is in Moving Quickly. And he is prolific. He's been on it since the very early days. He talks. He's one of the best trash talkers in a smart way that I know, and sort of got it good for the city. And then the last is a comedic friend of mine, Sarah. She's a real friend. She's a comedian, not a fake joke friend. Sarah Benincasa. Her Twitter is Sarah with no H, J. Benincasa, B-E-N-I-N-Casa, originally from Jersey, lived in New York a long time, just moved to L.A., is back a lot. She writes really funny things. She does amazing live tweeting of all kinds of cultural events, and she's a blogger with XO Jane and Jezebel, and so talks about issues related to that audience in an above-average fashion. So,
and
yeah.
Listeners, who do you like to follow on Twitter? 212-433-WNYC. Use this old medium to give a shout-out to who you like to follow on that new medium, 212-433-9692. Baratunde Thurston with his 136,387 followers as of a few minutes ago. Just one other thought. Twitter is great for comedians like you, smart comedians like you, because you can really do it. And I think other people... I don't know if people have actually established their careers through Twitter. I can't name anybody, but I imagine some comedians have, because 140 characters would really lend themselves, right?
It definitely. I mean, the TV show, you know, Stuff My Dad Says is probably the most extreme example of a rapid growth from Twitter to book to TV. You certainly have, in terms of the business, it's a great way to discover voices and gives people a bit of a platform. And all kinds of media businesses are demanding that people have some established audience already. So it's like, how many Twitter followers do you have? Which, of course, you know, leads people to, like, buying followers and other ways to inflate that. But it is it's like a public notebook often for a comedy.
Baratunde, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care. We're going to go to another friend of the show calling in, and that's Jake Tapper at Jake Tapper with his 258,693 followers, the host of the brand-new CNN show, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The lead, Jake, congratulations. Now that your show has debuted, looks good.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And who do you like to follow on Twitter who we might not know about?
Now, let me tell you, I follow 2,023 people. So I follow a lot. So for me to pick three out of 2,023.
You're going to insult.
I'm going to insult people. And so this is completely random, off the top of my head, and not necessarily most important for the job I do. Just as one example, somebody aggregated female muckraking reporters a few nights ago, and I followed all of them. It was like 40, and I just added them all. It constantly enhancing my knowledge. But just to pick three random ones, I will say Modern Seinfeld. Has anybody done that one yet, Brian?
No.
Modern Seinfeld. This is a site where somebody comes up with what the plot would be if there was a Seinfeld episode today. So I find that more often than not clever and enjoyable. Dave Weigel from Slate. He's definitely very good on the tweeting front and funny and amusing.
Funny and amusing and politically insightful. I like Dave Weigel a lot.
Politically insightful indeed. And then again, I really could have picked anybody, but I'm going to say Bob Costa with National Review. He's a good tweeter. He's a great reporter. He is, I think, the Washington bureau chief now of the National Review, and he's a lot of fun. Here's, by the way, today's Modern Seinfeld. Wait, I just had it. Here it is. Kramer gets stuck between subway cars for hours. George refuses to drink microbrews. If they're so good, they'd brew more of them, he says. So that's Modern Seinfeld.
There you go.
So anyway, those are my very randomly selected three. But I recommend all 2,023 people I follow.
And we have 20,000 followers, and we follow 500 back, usually not just following our listeners back, usually following other people who are in journalism or have other some kind of other, you know, organizational or political or cultural expression thing going. How do you decide who to follow back when you're following back 1% of your followers?
I give people a chance, and you know, if I'm fickle. I mean, I go in every now and then. I'll just glean, and I'll just take people out. I generally think, like, I want to learn things from. So, you know, I follow NPR, I follow your show, I follow the New York Times, Slate, et cetera. But I also want to follow people whose voices I might not necessarily be paying attention to on the left and the right. There are a lot of comedians I follow, some random pop culture people I follow.
And something I've always been curious about for people with tons of followers like you have, do you have some sort of special program designed for high-profile users, or are you just reading your mentions like everybody else?
I'm just reading my mentions like everybody else. Yeah.
We miss so much. Right?
Yeah.
You can't help but miss so much when there's so much out there. All right, Jake, thanks again, and good luck on the new show, The Lead with Jake Tapper, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on CNN.
Thanks, Brian.
And one more friend of the show, and it is Dana Stevens, film critic for Slate and panelist on their Culture Gab Fest, which we air Saturday mornings and Sunday evenings. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Brian.
So who do you like to follow on Twitter? Who might like to know about?
Right. I'm honored to be asked. It's very hard to choose. I think I will start with my most beloved and essential feed probably on Twitter, which is I Am Shakespeare. Do you know I Am Shakespeare?
I do not.
It's an automated feed. It was created by a web developer in Phoenix who decided he wanted to see good literature on his Twitter feed. And so he broke down the complete works of Shakespeare, and he tweets it at you line by line, one line every 10 minutes. And something about the line breaks and how elegantly it's done and just, you know, obviously the richness of the language is just such a great thing to have coming into your feed along with all these political, you know, tidbits and bits of entertainment trivia or whatever else it shows up with. And, you know, suddenly there'll be either a famous line from Shakespeare or one that you've never heard or a crazy coinage that he invented. And
really
it's
fun.
A wonderful, wonderful
Now,
piece.
The clock is not our friend, so that's going to have to be your one shout-out. But just tell people, since you're Dana Stevens, film critic for Slate, but your Twitter handle is at
The High Sign.
Why The High Sign?
The High Sign originally came from a title for a Buster Keaton short, but it also means a secret signal, a secret hand signal that's sent between people in a secret society.
Well, a high sign from me to you, Dana Stevens. We'll keep reading and keep listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And again, thanks to all our 20,139 Twitter followers at The Brian Lehrer Show. I will be on vacation next week. You know, it's the only time since I've had kids in the New York City public schools that I can remember spring break, Easter Passover week, falling in March rather than April. So we're going to Florida on mostly a spring training baseball trip, since March is spring training month. Baseball season starts April 1st. Going with my baseball fan son before he's all grown up. Ever had stadium hot dogs on matzo? So have a great week, everybody. Be nice to the substitute hosts, David Cruz and Anna Sale. Happy Easter if you celebrate. Happy Passover if you celebrate. I'll talk to you a week from Monday. Brian Lehrer at Brian Lehrer or facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.